With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
Oh, what's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken
snack? What's in the new chicken wraps?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce,
hey.
Cheeses, fresh wraps, and wrapped up in a tasty lava tortilla.
Chicken!
Wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
That's the new intro to How to Kill an Hour forever and ever. Is going to be crispy chicken snack wraps. If you don't want to know what we're talking about, please go back and listen to the last episode and you will find out exactly why in episode 2214, we were talking about crispy chicken and how Mary... I can't get over it, Funk. I can't get over it.
It's a career low point.
Apparently, there's an uned version as well.
Chicken, fresh lettuce with some chitlins and grits wrapped up in a tasty cornbread tortilla drenched in hot.
That's a hack. Someone's messing around.
Oh, really?
That's a troll.
Actually, sounds like good though.
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold. Anyway, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Thank you, Funk Butcher. He's Marcus Bonzi.
Right. So, I like the fact that in 2017 we're expanding our ways of killing time. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not just like we're doing the same thing every week. Here, Funk. This week I played a game.
Mm-hmm.
Funk. This week I played another game.
Mm-hmm.
Game. No, we're doing shit out there, which I'd like you to try as well. And this ties in with something that I got to test out. So I got to test out something called Penclick KB3 mini keyboard. And it's their latest mini keyboard and mini keyboard, wireless keyboard. Why would you want one of those? Well, I'll tell you why I wanted one of those in a second. But this whole case is made of metal. It's really lightweight. It charges via micro USB. Connects via Bluetooth to your computer. It connects to my iPad, connects to my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I wanted to use this keyboard, which I like, it's fabulous, it's great.
Yeah.
Battery lasts for ages. I had to recharge it since I've got it. It has specific keyboards for iOS, Android, whatever phone you're using. Not for a 3310, doesn't connect to the new 3310. The reason I wanted to use it, Funk, is because I'm trying to up my skill game when it comes to typing.
Yeah.
Now, there are two types of people that type in this world. There's probably three, actually. If I include my dad, I'll explain how he types. But there's two types of people in this world. There's people who are like fluent, professionally trained typists.
Touch typers,
yeah. And there's...
They can look you in your eyeballs and then type out love and peace.
What's... Billy, are you a touch typer?
Yeah.
Really?
Billy's lying, man.
Sometimes I have to check down tap it because I tap too many buttons, like double.
Oh, sometimes you type too fast, so the keyboard loses track of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's not a spelling mistake. Billy said sometimes he types so fast, the microprocessors in his MacBook Pro cannot handle his speed.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. There's four types of typers in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's Billy, who's like faster than Superman or the Flash. There's like, touch typers.
Siri actually goes to Billy. Billy, can you slow down, please? Billy, please. You're going too fast.
Or there's my dad, who's like the other end of the spectrum, who's
one
like,
finger typer.
He's got one finger.
Yeah.
He gets two one fingers and does the da 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 da. And I'm kind of like between the one finger and the touch type, but like I have to look down at the keyboard a lot, and I've realized that I don't type properly.
Yeah.
And like I use my first, you know, I use my important fingers, my mm-hmm. pointy fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. But I realize there's like a proper way to type, and I know a few people that can touch type. They can literally look at you and just go. And actually, I was in the How to Kill an Hour offices, and somebody else recommended. No, I was actually watching someone else type, and they were just smashing it. Like I was like looking at them, and all you heard was like,
PA and receptionist gang.
Yeah. And I was like, how the fuck do you learn to type like that? And she was like, well, there's this lobster thing that I did where you had to follow a lobster moving across a page and type. And I was like, all right, cool. I want to try something like that. And she actually recommended to me that I go and try typingclub.com.
Okay.
And I went on typingclub.com and it's been teaching me to type from like the basics, from like, if you don't know how to type, I didn't realize, for example, that the F and J keys on a keyboard always have a little bump on them, or should do.
Mm.
And if you rest your... Did you know that, Bill?
I was checking out. Yeah, they do.
Is that for the blind? Have little bumps. Yeah, you have little bumps. And it's not for the blind.
Oh, okay.
It's to help your fingers. Your fingers use their eyes. So you have to have your index fingers on the F and the J. And from there, you learn how to type. And it teaches you how to type every single letter. It's got little games that you can play. It's got speed tests, accuracy tests. And I'm slowly learning to type better. The hardest thing is when I'm in a rush and I want to go back to my old school way of typing, I'm slowly now sticking to typing properly. So soon I'll be able to type everything I've just said to you now as I'm looking at you.
What's the first rule of Typing Club?
Don't talk about Typing Club.
What's the second rule of Typing Club?
Don't talk about Typing Club. First rule is your index finger, left one goes on the F and the right one goes on the J.
Okay.
And you go from there.
Watching Billy do it now.
Billy's playing it.
Yeah.
What level are you on, Billy?
He's just watching the kind of the video.
Yeah, and it shows you about posture. And the pen click keyboard as well, how it helps is that with laptops, it's great that you can carry them and bring them around everywhere.
Yeah.
But once in a while, most of the time, actually, you can tend to hunch over it because you can put it anywhere. Like I've got the laptop on my knees right now, so I could hunch over it and type out however I want to. But with the pen click keyboard, I can kind of rest it in a nice position and roll from there.
As you kind of embarked on this new skill set.
Yeah.
I can only assume you went down the rabbit hole, which would have taken you into a world of explaining why the keys are set up in that fashion. Why isn't A next to B?
I still don't fucking know the answer to that question. So I've heard two explanations. Somebody told me they just move them around because somebody moved them around because people were typing too much. And somebody else told me that they put them that way because it makes it easier to type. There's that one fly that's been fucking around in here all day, innit? You got it. You killed it. You got his brother. Why are keyboard keys arranged the way they are? Okay. All right. See, look, somebody said that the story goes that somebody arranged the keys with the most common letters in the hard to reach spots to slow down typists, to try and avoid people smashing up keyboards. That's one theory.
Me and Billy are playing like Mr. Miyagi, trying to catch flies.
Yeah, while they're catching flies, I'm finding this out to you. So apparently Remington & Sons manufactured the first commercial typewriter called the Remington No. 1, and it had the QWERTY keyboard. And no one's really sure. I'm going to go out and find out. I'm going to go out and find out why the keyboard is like that. That's what I'm going to go and find out. But yes, I've been trying that out, basically.
The old woman from Murder, She Wrote. Did she have a QWERTY keyboard?
I don't know. Probably. She was a G. Anyway, funk. From that, on to revenge porn. Good old revenge porn.
Oh, dear.
Bit of revenge porn. What is revenge porn for somebody who doesn't know what revenge porn is? Funk, could you just reiterate what a revenge porn is?
It's when you're watching the video online and... Billy knows I'm going to say something stupid. You're watching a video online and then the porn gets you back.
It's when you watch porn and then it knows when you're about to climax, yeah, and suddenly it has a picture of like a family photo of you and your family on your 10th birthday and you're like, yeah.
You revenge.
No.
Get you back.
What is revenge porn?
It's the recent phenomenon that's happening, obviously, the age of social media and the digital climate, which is allowing disgruntled ex-boyfriends and sometimes ex-girlfriends to get back their partners with footage that is meant for private purposes.
Yeah. So like people are banging their girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yeah.
Husbands and wives. Other people's boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives.
Yeah.
And then just sharing it online.
Yeah.
Rago.
Yeah.
No. Like, I know this isn't a new and amazing, a new amazing thing, but
yeah,
that's fucking deep, bro.
It is deep.
The internet lasts forever. When something's on the net, it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. The thing I've always queried about revenge
porn. Sorry, no, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go away is what I mean. Yeah.
The thing I've always queried about revenge porn or porn in general that you have with your partner is who takes ownership of it if both parties are involved?
You mean like if you were to sell it?
Yeah, because obviously there was that issue with, it wasn't revenge porn per se, but with the whole Kim Kardashian tape and Ray J.
Who got paid for it?
She got paid for it, even though he leaked it.
I don't know.
But who is the owner if both of them are involved in it?
Exactly. I don't know. Who? I don't know. I could try another Google. Yeah. I love my Google search. It looks so great, you know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Who owns revenge porn?
Well, here's the thing about the internet anyway. The internet is moving it so fast that legally it can't catch up with these new scenarios and situations arising every single day.
Exactly. It's trying to, though.
Yeah.
It's trying to. So Facebook are using photo matching technology to fight against revenge porn by identifying them with the tool and removing the content. So
Dick detection tool.
It's not going to do an iris scan. It's going to do a one eye scan. Yeah. All right, cool. So specially trained members of Facebook's community operations team are going to be in charge of reviewing images and suspending accounts. So Facebook can also, as well as doing that, as well as telling people off for putting up porn, it's obviously revenge porn. Mm-hmm. They can also notify Facebook if they suspect a graphic image has been shared without their permission by reporting on the image. So I guess Facebook will probably have something that scans the video for their face.
Yeah.
If there's that specific thing and knocks it off. But in 2015, it was made an offence in England and Wales to share private sexual images or a video without the subject's consent.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get their consent, though? Who would consent to that? Hey, babe, can I put this out to the whole world? Okay, world star, like who? Who? Who would do that? I mean, have you, Funk? Awfully quiet.
Unless there's some serious zeros involved, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I'd do it for a few zeros.
Because obviously, Kim Kardashian consented, didn't she?
Well, I don't think anyone got sued. It built her career, though, innit?
No, but she got money for it.
Yeah.
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 That was the whole point where the most recent one, the Hulk Hogan case, because he didn't consent to it. That's why he sued.
I've not watched that one, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think I could, you know.
Well, the amount he got obviously made the company go bust, innit?
Yeah. Gawker. Yeah. I don't think I could watch Hulk Hogan porn.
Yeah.
Hey,
brother!
Yeah. You know? He'd have all the wrong words.
Yeah.
He'd have all the wrong words, wouldn't he? Hey, brother. listen here, brother.
Nah. Just the moves. He would obviously rip his shirt before he'd get into the bedroom. And
rip his shirt off. Nah, just... Nah, man. I don't think wrestlers can make good porn like that, man. They're too... They're just not the right... I don't think they've got the right je ne sais quoi.
There's actually been quite a few wrestlers who've had porn tapes over the years.
China
as well.
Had a porno, didn't China she?
And
China.
An expat.
Expat. China, yeah. An expat.
Who else, Billy?
Paige.
Paige. Who else had a porno, Billy?
That's all I know.
That's all he knows.
Yeah.
Mm, crazy. But yeah, like, I think moral of the story is don't send it out there unless you're cool with it going out on everywhere. Like,
I think this kind of brings us on to the whole Facebook. Facebook have had a lot of pressure leaning on them recently because some world events have actually forced them to kind of do a little bit of a U-turn on their whole kind of censorship policy and giving up parts of their extensive database to governments, whether it be the issues which happened in Westminster and now this revenge porn and the incidents which happened with Facebook Live over the past couple of days. So
people have been fucking shooting their heads off and shit on Facebook Live.
Yeah. So literally Facebook are now trapped in the position whereby Facebook is essentially like a notice board, but now Facebook are kind of coming into the realm that they have had to assume responsibility for what people put on that notice board.
Should it be their fault though?
I don't, and this is the thing, because it's just like anything in the world, there's good things and there's bad things, and what actively happens is that the bad gets more publicity than the good.
Yeah, always.
If you was to use Facebook to raise a gajillion pounds for, it's
whatever.
Not going to get,
yeah.
But again, if you was to use Facebook to kind of put on a TV show of people dying on it, then people will kind of concentrate on the horrors and the evils of Facebook.
Yeah.
But I guess Facebook is a messaging tool, and that famous adage, don't shoot the messenger, but that's what we're clearly doing.
Yeah, well, Facebook, even though I do agree with that, they have got in a little bit of hot water recently, and this literally has been getting some heat over the last day or so.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been accused of hypocrisy after they would be found to be promoting sham advertisements. So there's been like fake news. So even my dad told me, I spoke to my dad, apparently there was news about Hugh Laurie being dead.
Mm.
And it was a paid article. So it wasn't real news, but it was a paid article to bring people into their site.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid Facebook for the adverts, and the advert got through the system where really it shouldn't have, because it wasn't real news.
But have you seen that feature on Facebook recently of how to spot fake news?
Yeah, and they've actually tried by creating, Facebook have made their own articles. They've apparently done TV spots in other countries as well, or put media up to get people to work out what is fake news. Like, is it the one where it says verify sources?
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
What's your issue with that?
Are we that dumb?
Clearly we are.
Are we that dumb?
I
question everything.
The US elections actually showed that. I mean, aside from people voting for Harambe during the the elections, there was an interview put up where famously Donald Trump was supposedly on a chat show in the 80s, and he said these things about the Republicans, and it turned out to be completely fictitious. And it was stories like that that were put out, similar stories about Hillary, which actually swayed the vote. Leading up to, so I guess assuming common sense is common is probably one of the greatest flaws a lot of us have made.
I mean, it can work well. Propaganda can work well. I mean, I'm a big believer that it got Britain through the war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a lot of propaganda, you know, making things seem better than they were.
Mm-hmm.
We need you.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of stuff. I get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would be as skeptical about those sorts of posts as I would be about opening the paper. Mm-hmm. I even question books.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, because people are like, it's in a book.
Yeah.
I read it in a book. Of course it's true.
Yeah.
It's real. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
maybe not. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, like if you see an article though, which is a paid for ad.
Yeah.
You can presume that it stands a bit weightier in terms of its realness than if it's just a post. Like if I was to post the Queen has died, this is an actual post that went out, or you saw like How to Kill an Hour exclusive, like paid advert, the Queen has died, people might be like, oh right, the Queen's died.
Mm-hmm.
But these are just clickbaits to get people in. I think it's Facebook's responsibility to be like, come on now, like, we'll let you chat your shit, probably even let you say stuff that we don't agree with because it's wrong.
Is that Facebook's responsibility though?
If they okay ads, Yeah. They should at least vet ads and say, look, you can't advertise something as news that isn't real.
But I guess these ads are coming from private companies. So I guess how they spend their money, if it could be a PR campaign, a PR ploy. So this is the thing.
But you've got a responsibility though. Like if I wanted to have like big dick porn, yeah, big batty porn, mm-hmm. and paid for an advert and I said, yeah, fine, I want you to advertise to ages 0 to 5. Facebook have to say, no, that's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do that, yeah, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So if something's a lie, they should also step in as well.
But I guess that's because that has more criminal elements more so than the actual content. So yeah. I guess if you were to say something that is completely fictitious, like Lionel Richie is dead and he's not dead and there is no criminal element against kind of putting that kind of news out there, I guess it's malicious, but I guess it's not against the law.
Yeah.
These companies can choose to kind of use their money in which way they see fit. And a lot of the time these companies are doing it to build and garner a whole kind of market employing campaign. So it's that whole age that we're living in where like anything grandiose or out the box can be considered like a PR campaign.
Yeah. So, well, I'm very skeptical. Anything I see like that, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I take all those steps, check it through. Anyway, so yeah, Facebook cracking down on your revenge porn. Don't be sending out them pum pum shots. Don't be sending those nudes with your face all in it.
Yeah.
You get me? Whoop. Fly still in it. Right, anyway, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. He's been Funk Butcher.
He's been Marcus Bronzy.
Anything that we talk about on the show, you can check out by going to howtokillanhour.com. We also have a blog. Surprise, surprise. You can access it by going to what website, Funk?
howtokillanhour.com/blog.
Now, I know we're killing it, yeah, but can we just, so that I can get it out of my system and never have it on the show ever again?
Yeah. Iron fist. Not joking.
No. can we do the Mary J. Blige Burger King advert one more time? I mean, is it over? Is it unreasonable if I do it one more
last
time?
Last time, go ahead.
Can we have a vote? Yeah. Billy, are you alright with this?
Yeah, go.
He's like, yeah, go on.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
Oh, what's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wraps?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh rosin, wrapped up in a tasty flour tortilla.
And unfortunately, Mary J. Blige doing this wasn't fake news.
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Double tortilla. Bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.